Good evening.
大家晚上好.
Welcome to our Thanksgiving celebration.
欢迎大家来到我们的感恩节的聚会.
It's hard to believe that we are following in a Thanksgiving celebration that started in America in the year 1621.
是很难相信的，我们庆祝感恩节在美国已经很长的历史了，是从1641年就已经开始了。
The pilgrims came over here from England, and they were a group of Christians who were fleeing Europe because of religious persecution.
最开始是从英国的一些基督徒来到美国，是因为他们当时在英国受到一些政治的迫害。
And though they had experienced much hardship, after their first harvest, they had a big celebration, and that celebration continues to this day.
他们最开始来的时候碰到了很多的困难，但是呢，有一次他们就有了很大的丰收。在丰收的时候，他们就开始庆祝。这个庆祝的传统一直延续到今日。
This evening we're going to hear and we're going to hear some testimonies.
今天晚上呢，我们庆祝的时候，我们会听到一些感恩的见证。
We will sing some songs.
我们会唱一些诗歌。
We will hear a musical performance.
我们也会听到这个音乐的表演。
And hopefully we can all be drawn closer to the Lord through our time together.
希望在此这个机会当中，我们可以更多的与神亲近。
For those of you with children, if they get a little bit antsy, I don't know what the word is. we do have childcare for the older kids in the education building and for the younger kids in the fellowship.
如果大家就是有自己的孩子在这里，然后有点坐不住的话，可以把它放到我们马路对面去啊。我们有两个地方可以看小孩的。
And there in the back, there's a baby cry room too, so you can go there.
或者如果你不愿意现在再过去，你也可以到那个后面的房间。那个房间如果小孩子在那里哭，这边会大厅听不见。
So let me open up our time with prayer.
所以让我们一起以祷告来开始今天的聚会。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day of celebration.
天父，我们为今天的庆祝而感谢你。
We have so much to be thankful for.
我们有很多的事情要感谢你。
For your provision for all of our needs.
为你对我们各方面的供应。
But most importantly, for the salvation that you provide through your Son Jesus Christ.
但最重要要感谢你的是，因为你的儿子耶稣基督给我们带来了救赎。
And so now, as we begin in song and praise, we do want to give you this time and give you the glory.
所以，当我们来开始庆祝各样节目的时候，我们愿意把这一切都献给你，愿意能够荣耀你自己的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
Amen. Okay, we're going to start with singing.
所以我们开始来唱歌。
那我们接下来来唱几首诗歌，因为我们今天这个聚会大家都知道是因为什么吗？为什么礼拜六我们大家坐在这儿？是因为庆祝这个感恩节。虽然今天不是，但是我们这个目的是为了庆祝感恩节。我们要心里面知道，我们今天在这里聚在一起，是因为我们的主赐给我们的恩典。接下来这个其实不是一个表演，是大家要跟我们一起唱，然后一起。来感恩 ，OK， 好，那我一起来，牵我的手。
牵我的手，因为前面的路很短。牵我的手，没有你的陪伴路怎么走？牵我的手，在你面前默默等候。牵我的手，无限恩惠慈爱一生保守。 牵我的手，你的慈爱圣灵温柔，牵我的手，经过死荫幽谷，心中惶恐，牵我的手，领我一步一步向前走，牵我的手，走在归家路上不再忧愁。我们生命丰盛的宴席总是摆设在艰难以后，我们期待天上满溢的祝福，不知缺乏，不知害怕，你的恩典足够。牵我的手，你的慈爱声音温柔，牵我的手，经过死荫幽谷，心中惶恐，牵我的手，领我一步一步向前走，牵我的手，走在归家路上不再忧愁。
可能这首歌我们在周日的时候唱过，那现在我们继续唱这首歌。然后如果你们不太熟悉的话没有关系，其实你唱不是那么准也不要紧，因为主要的目的我们不在唱歌，我们是要唱这个，我们要表达我们心里面的赞美。
我们生命丰盛的宴席总是摆设在艰难以后，我们期待天上满溢的祝福，不知缺乏，不再害怕，你的恩典足够。牵我的手，你的慈爱声音温柔，牵我的手，经过死荫幽谷，心中惶恐，牵我的手，领我一步一步向前走，牵我的手，走在归家路上不再忧愁，牵我的手，走在归家路上不再忧愁。
接下来这一首歌是唯独耶稣，我知道可能这首歌对大家来说比较新，然后正好趁着今天这个机会，我们可以学一下新歌，所以我们可能一开始我们会唱第一遍，然后大家听一下，然后可以如果可以唱的可以跟我们一起唱，然后我们从第二遍开始，我们开始一起来唱好不好？因为我知道是新歌，但是千万不要害羞，因为新歌都老歌都是从新歌唱出来的。 OK OK，
但愿全地万物向我们上帝高声来赞美，尊贵荣耀归于你生命，宣扬你作为奇妙，你是大能的救主，向你举手举起来敬拜，因你慈爱永远不更改，今世直到万代，我愿意将一生为你摆上，恳求你带领我前面的道路，唯独耶稣是我的拯救，是我的好朋友，苦难艰辛的路我不怕走， 你恩惠慈爱伴随着我脚步，你时刻眷顾，永不离弃，唯独耶稣是我的救主。
接下来请大家跟我们一起来唱这首歌。来起来。
但愿全地万物向我们上帝高声来赞美，尊贵荣耀归于你生命，宣扬你作为奇妙。你是大能的救主，向你举手举起来敬拜，因你慈爱永远不更改，此时直到万代，我愿意将一生为你摆上，恳求你带领我前面的道路，唯独耶稣是我的拯救，是我的好朋友，困难人心的路我不怕走，你仍会慈爱伴随着我脚步，你时刻眷顾，永不离弃，唯独耶稣是我的救主。
啊，我们在这里真是要为主给我们的这个恩典来感谢他，因为他带领我们走过很多苦难的时候。我们继续来唱 verse 2。
可知每时每刻主赐我力量，不畏惧失败，生命一切枷锁与悲哀，耶稣为我们担待，你在我们心中作唯一主宰，凡事来举手，从今以后跟随你脚踪，并肩创造未来，我愿意将一生为你摆上，恳求你带领我前面的道路，唯独耶稣是我的拯救，是我的好朋友，苦难艰辛的路我不怕走，你恩惠慈爱伴随着我脚步，你时刻眷顾，永不离弃，唯独耶稣，我愿意将一生为你摆上，恳求你带领我前面的道路，唯独耶稣是我的拯救，是我的好朋友，苦难艰辛的路我不怕走，你恩惠慈爱伴随着我脚步，你时刻眷顾，永不离弃，唯独耶稣是我的救主。
我们现在是请白蕾姐妹和祝凡姐妹，先是白蕾姐妹做见证。白蕾姐妹在哪里？
那谢谢白蕾，谢谢祝凡。
然后请祝凡姐妹是在她的后面啊，谢谢。
白蕾 ，first please。
我不知道我现在要讲些什么，我现在好紧张啊。
I'm kind of nervous, so please pray for me.
我不知道，就是我有很多时候不愿意跟别人说话。
Well,
别人跟我打招呼，我也只是笑一下。我很讨厌跟人说话，很讨厌在人多的地方。
Well, it's difficult for me to be on stage to speak in public.
然后我也不太跟我的父母在一起时间特别的长。
I did not spend a lot of time with my parents.
我是从小跟我爷爷奶奶长大的，所以我不太理解跟我怎么样跟我的父母说话什么，所以我经常就很觉得很奇怪跟他们在一起。
I'm not very good at interacting with my parents. I'm not very used to
them. 我经常对我妈特别不礼貌。我说，我妈会说：“哎呀，我怎么生你这样的孩子？”我说：“哎呀，我也不想跟你在一起啊。”因为我觉得对他很抱歉，我说，我并不是想这样说，但是我还是说出口了。
Sometimes I may not say nice things to my mom. My mom may not want you to, want you to be around me. So I don't know why I end up that way.
所以说呢，我在他来之，我知道他来之前是我从我们中介的口里知道，并不是他们告诉说，我有点不太高兴。我说，哎，你咋不告诉我呢？然后。我们那天我们出家就知道，我们出家就告诉我说，我知道你跟你母亲关系不太好，但是说我希望通过我们一起祷告，然后这次你母亲来，你们能有很好的关系能有很好的改善。
In all the times you interact with my mom, and then there are times people will notice that our relationship is not in the it's not the best, but then say that through prayers maybe we can improve our relationships.
所以这一次来。我脑子里面每天之前来之前，我每天想的是，你别来，千万别来，千万别来。
This time you should come. I say, well, please don't come. Please do not come.
绝对不要来。然后，因为我对我妈的概念就是，她永远都是跟我弟弟说话，然后很我们俩之间谈话都比较少，所以我觉得，那你还是把我。像原来一样，要么就把我当个透明人，既然你来了，所以，但是某一天早上我起床了以后，突然想到，回忆到。
And a lot of times my mom usually talk to my younger brother, and so we don't have very good communications. But one morning, I got up and
happy. 我想到有一次我小学的时候，我妈去开家长会，她走在路上，我跟我爸，我们三个人碰面了。然后我妈从她包里面拿了一个麦当劳的汉堡。
There was one time that we were on the way to church, and then my mom, I was behind with my dad, and she took out something from lunch.
然后那个汉堡我永远记得是那个当时很出名的一个吉士汉堡，里面加了一层特别好吃的那个番茄酱，所以我特别爱。然后。我从来没有想过我妈会这样做过，在那天早上我想起来这些事情。
And that shows her love for me, and it was a surprise to me that's the way she showed her love.
所以后来我越来越多就是那种回忆从脑子里面想起来，想着她原来带我去吃肯德基，因为在我那个时候这样说不太好。
And at that time, I
肯德基是蛮贵的，他居然带我去吃肯德基，带我去那边我们那边的新华书店给我买了几本武功院，那个也是很贵的。
And at that time, I was the same. And also, later, mom bought me something that's quite expensive.
然后给我买了很多漫画书，在我爸爸不知道的情况下。
And she bought this without my dad's knowledge.
所以。这样想想，我妈也是蛮好的。虽然今天早上我们依然发生了冲突，我们因为热水壶该不该烧好，该不该把水放多了，这些事情我们有一个很大的冲突，然后我们又开始吵起来了。因为我们两个人都是比较，我说话比较多，我妈说话就比较。
And then looking back, and I feel that my mom really loved me. But yet, as we interact in our daily lives, a lot of times, because of little things, then we have conflict to like more things, like what I do with the water. Sometimes, little things we end up being at odds with each other.
所以我觉得吧，我现在觉得我可以跟我妈说的是，因为她现在不能上来指着我鼻说，不要再说了，不要再说了。
我可以，
我想说是，下一次如果。他再说你，我再做这种事情，你不要再说了，没什么好唠叨的。这种事情，你直接默默的把水倒就可以了，不要这么唠叨，怎么这么唠叨，好烦
啊！ I will tell mom that don't say anymore, don't say anymore. I know how to set the water temperature, so just leave me alone.
哦，所以我觉得他其实有时候还是蛮爱我的，但是只是可能就像我爸说，他不知道怎么表现他是爱我的，因为我们有很长时间都没有。
I know that she loves me, but maybe she doesn't know how to express her love for me. Her way of expressing her love is different from how I express my love.
而且，我这个人不会不知道是怎么去爱别人，也不知道去怎么说话。
And I don't know how to love others. I don't know how to say.
我觉得我很对不起他，我也很对不起每次跟我打招呼的那个 Rachel 华。每次我都是只是笑一下，或者是装作看不见的样子。
And a lot of times I feel sorry to her. Sometimes say things that she might ignore me.
Oh, 这些其实都是废话。
But all this maybe they're not quite as important.
最重要的是，我遇见了，在我来这边的第二天，我遇见了刘倩璇阿姨，然后
她。More important thing is I come here and get to know 刘倩璇。
她让我对基督徒的第一印象特别好，她帮助了我很多，然后还有后来的。陆陆续续在我生命中很重要的人。
Give me a lot of good impressions about Christians. It was a very important role in my life.
有我们那边阿嘎菲、维安娜老师、海德老师，还有我觉得如果维安娜，我妈总是说，维安娜是把你引进这个基督教的一个特别重要的一个人，是我的引路人。我觉得如果吴安娜老师真的能是我的引路人的话，我觉得那么我的第一任住家 Dina 应该是让我愿意去成为一个基督徒。
The couple of other people, they kind of guide me into the knowledge of Christianity. They lead me into Christianity, and someone let me allow me to be willing to explore Christianity.
他带我去教会，然后总是给我看一些关于基督徒的一些诗篇呀什么的。
He told me to church and also let me have come into some Christian literatures.
然后我觉得我这辈子认识了这么多人，第一次觉得成为当一个去变得那么快，然后去跟别人说话是一件很好的事情。
And so for this experience, I learned to forgive and I learned a lot.
然后昨天我跟 Dina 一起吃了饭，然后他问了我一个问题，他一直在问我，在我告诉他我准备受洗，我想去受洗之前，他问我说，你为什么想受洗？你为什么想变成一个基督徒？
At one point in real time, he asked me this question. Maybe you can think about getting baptized. Think about the method of baptism.
其实很多人都问过我，然后苏牧师也问过我，我就觉得不知道要怎么说，因为感觉自己也不太懂，为什么我突然一下脑袋发热又。
A lot of people ask me about that. Even Pastor Su has asked me about sometimes as well. Why am I thinking in this way? Am I come up with fever or something?
你脑袋发热就说哦，我要去受洗，我决定去受洗了。
我I say I'm willing to be baptized.
然后，所以我觉得可能是因为有一天晚上在主雅教室。有一天晚上睡觉的时候，我是一个半夜很容易经常醒的人，然后就有一天半夜醒了之后特别害怕。
And that one evening, I was in this impression. And usually, I'm afraid of the dark.
然后，我发现自己动弹不了了，我就害怕，我说，哎呀，不会是鬼压床了吧？
But I was so that particular evening, I was in fear. I seems like I was frozen. You know? Was I kind of being frozen by the evil spirit or not?
然后我开始祷告，我说，上帝，你一定会 保护我的，你会让我很快的入睡。然后后来我的确睡得也蛮好的，然后我想可能在不知不觉中真的上帝就进入到我的心，然后也会去保护我。
I prayed to God and God protected me, and then I believe that God can protect me, God can save me.
所以后来我们老师问我说：“你为什么要愿意去相信上帝？为什么？”我说：“我也不知道。”但是后来他慢慢的就在我脑袋里面了，不是觉得就会说哦，上帝，谢谢上帝让我遇到这么好的人。比如说我妈总会说哎呀这真的是缘分让你遇到这么好的人你运气怎么这么好我就说然后我心里就默默地想那是得上帝感谢上帝啊
Some different thoughts come to my mind. Sometimes I think there's some people who are not so good, but there's some people who are there and kind of some people who are very good people. And I give thanks to God. How come I have this experience?
对我不知道为什么我信但是我应该说我不知道怎么说出来我为什么信上帝可能是某一个时间某一个点让我真的去相信了
Sometimes I do not know why but that seems like I happen to be in the right time at the right place and I end up believing
所以反正现在就是信了
Now I believe
谢谢
Thank you
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我叫祝凡，我是2003年来到哥伦比亚，然后2015年的复活节受洗成为一名基督徒。
My name is Zhu Fan, and 2001 I came to Colombia, and then I was baptized some time ago.
我从接触基督教到认识主，到把自己交在主手上，经过很多挣扎。
And from the time I get first come into contact with Christianity until the time that I gave myself to the Lord, I went through a lot of struggles.
这其中大概经历了13年的时间。
And that's about 13 years.
我来美国之前对基督教了解很少。
Before I come to the States, I knew very little about Christianity.
2001年我大学毕业以后来到哥伦比来到先去 Virginia 读了两年书。
In 2001, I finished school and came to Virginia, and I was there. I was in school in Virginia.
在那里面，我接触了很多基督徒的家庭，也得到过他们的很多帮助。
I get to know a number of Christian families, and also they helped me a lot.
我对基督教不排斥，可是当时觉得和我自己没有任何关系。
I did not reject Christianity, but I feel that at that time I might not have too much to do with Christianity.
2003年我来到哥伦比亚继续求学。
And 2003 I came to Colombia for school.
在之后的10年时间里面。
And in this 10 years following.
我和基督教关系也蛮密切的。
I had a more closer relationship with Christianity.
我在哥伦比亚读书、工作、结婚、生子。
I was in Colombia. I went to school. I worked, and I got married, and I have two children.
我参加了团契，参加主日敬拜，也参加了一些教会的事工。
And I'm into fellowship, and also Sunday worship, and also participating in ministry.
表面上看，我和任何一个基督徒都没有什么区别。
On the surface, I'm no different from any other Christians.
但是在我内心里面，我明白我当时并没有完全接受主。
But in my heart, I understand that I have not totally committed to the Lord.
一方面，我认为世界万物是有一个主宰，神是存在的。
On the one hand, I recognize the existence of God, then there is a creator God somewhere.
但是另一方面，我不想让神掌握我的人生。
But on the other hand, I do not want God to take control of my life.
我依旧想。让自己来决定自己的人生。
I want to take to determine my fate.
因为这样，在10年时间里，我一直有挣扎。
So I have been struggling for about 10 years.
我听讲道的时候也经常会有感动。
When I listen to sermons, a lot of times I was moved or touched.
有好几次，我也在想，我要不要受洗。
And there were a number of times I considered whether I should be baptized.
但最后都因为信心不足而没有成功。
But subsequently, I feel that I did not have enough faith, so I did not follow through with baptism.
让我最难受的就是每个月那次吃圣餐的时候。
But what hurts the most is that each month during the Lord's table.
因为十年里面我一直在想那块饼到底是什么味道。
It would be 10 years, I've been thinking of what does the bread taste like.
同时我以为自己那么长时间属灵里面没有长进而感到羞愧。
And also was ashamed that I feel like my spirituality has not developed much within the 10 years.
这样的状态直到两年多以前有所改变。
And this condition stayed the same until about 2.5 years ago.
当时我在生活和工作上都有一些挣扎。
There were some challenges in my life and in my work.
都不是什么大问题。
Those are not big matters.
但是我渐渐地感觉到光靠自己真的是不行。
But I indeed felt that I could not rely on myself anymore.
另一方面，我很迫切地想得到基督徒所经常说起的平安与喜乐。
On the one hand, I desire and long for the joy and peace that Christians have.
我尝试过用世俗的方法来追求快乐。
I tried to seek happiness with secular means.
我尝试过喝酒，但是酒精没有给我 得到快乐。
I tried drinking, but drinking did not bring me happiness.
我也尝试过追剧，但是每个电视剧结束之后，我的心里也很空虚。
I tried to watch TV programs, but after the program finished, I still feel empty inside.
我感到自己的人生没有目标，我感到我需要有人掌控我的人生。
I feel that my life doesn't have a purpose, and I need someone to take charge of my life.
而这种依靠不是世俗的任何东西可以给我的。
In this sense of wanting to have someone to rely on is not something that the world can offer.
就像在约翰福音中所说的，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人要喝我赐的水才能，就永远不渴。
Just in the Gospel of John, they say that if you drink this water, you'll thirst again, but if you drink the living water, you will never thirst again.
另一方面，我的孩子们在渐渐长大。
And also, my children grew up in here.
我从他们身上看到自己的影子。
From their life, I see an image of myself.
他们也会为很多事情忧伤发愁。
They also worry about many things and may be frustrated about things.
我想让我的孩子们行在光里面。
I think my children really walk in the light.
可是我自己明明知道神是光，却一直在黑暗里挣扎。
But even though I know there is light, I still struggle in darkness.
这一切让我渐渐觉得。神这么多年来一直没有抛弃我。
All this made me feel that throughout the years God has not forsaken me.
我虽然一直在远离神，可是神通过我生活中的事情和弟兄姐妹们一直在帮助我、敲打我。
Even though I try to go far away from God, and God through brothers and sisters, through different people, to try to help me to bring me back to Him.
所以在2015年年初，我决定把自己交给神，让神掌控我的人生。
So the beginning of 2015, I have decided to commit my life to the Lord and relinquish my control. Let Him take control of my life.
信主之后，我的生活并没有天翻地覆的改变。
After I believe in the Lord, my life has not been turned totally upside down.
我生活中还是会有这样那样的问题。
Life still goes on. I still encounter problems and challenges.
但是我知道有神在掌权，我内心有平安。
But I had joy and peace because I know that God is in control.
我祷告也不再只是为自己求什么。
And when I pray, I no longer just ask for things for myself.
我是在请神来使用我。
I ask God to use me.
而神也的确在一些新的领域中开始使用我。
And God has beginning to use me.
有人问我，你挣扎了这么多年，浪费了这么多时间，你后悔吗？
Some people ask me, do you feel sorry that you have wasted so much time and struggled for so long?
与其说后悔，我更加感觉的是感恩。
Even though in one sense I regret, yet I also give thanks.
因为这么多年我远离神，可是神一直没有抛弃我。
Even though I have been away from God for many years, God has not forsaken me.
我不配，可是神还是拣选了我。
I'm not worthy, but God still chose me.
所以也希望以我自己的经历能鼓励在座的一些同样在属灵上有挣扎的朋友们。
So I hope that my experience can help those who are struggling in their spiritual life.
神从来没有放弃过我们。
God does not give up on us.
只要你肯迈出那一步。
And then you just need to hold on to him.
同时也感谢在一路上帮助过我的弟兄姐妹们。
I want to express my thanks and appreciation to brothers and sisters who have helped me in the past.
他们大部分人没有直接跟我传过福音。
Many of them did not directly preach the gospel to me.
可是他们在生活中的言行举止就是在为神做最好的见证。
But in their life, their daily deeds, then that is the best testimony they can give.
我也想做他们那样的人。
I like to be like them.
在生活的各个方面彰显神的荣耀。
In every part of my life that I make known, they declare the glory of God.
最后用我前几天在广播里听到的一个故事来做结束。
Lastly, I'd like to conclude with a story that I heard from the radio.
有一个女孩子。
It was a girl.
她生活在一个比较偏僻的地方。
Was living in a remote.
她一直到成年以后才第一次听到了福音。
Yes, heard about the gospel for the very first time.
她一下子就震撼了，根本就说不出话来。
She was so shocked, she could not say anything.
过了良久，她才说了第一句话。
After a long while, she said something.
她说
She said,
Is this too late?
是不是太迟了？
我们都知道这个答案。
We know the answer.
在神的国度里面。
In the kingdom of God.
It is never too late.
从来不是太迟了。
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
Luke and Alex will now perform.
今天我讲话的题目是我们的话啊，显明我们的深信。
Today what I'm going to say is that what we say show what we believe.
我今天能站在这里讲话呢，是神的恩典。
It is by the grace of God that I can stand here to say this.
去年的感恩节聚会啊，昆明就叫我在这里讲话。
Well, last year, Pastor Kuan Ming asked me to share during Thanksgiving.
我答应了。
I agreed.
过了几天。
A few days later.
我得知我在这个电力公司的这个工作呢，就要在去年年底结束。
My work in the power company was coming to an end at the end of that year.
当时我就傻了。
And I was in shock.
不知道感恩节聚会该讲些什么。
I did not know what I should say during the Thanksgiving meeting.
我就告诉昆明我不讲了。
Then I told Pastor Kuan Ming I'm not going to share.
但我没有告诉他我为什么不能讲了。
But I did not tell him why I did not want to share.
因为没有了工作呢，就没有心情了。
Because without a job, then I don't feel good.
就没有心情在这里讲。
Then I do not feel like sharing.
我想问一下大家在座的哈，就是说。你们有几个人是全职侍奉的
？I ask those among us, how many of you are full time in the ministry?
全职侍奉的请举手。
Raise your hand if you're in full time ministry.
看就是昆明是吧
？Only Pastor 昆明。
哦，还有这个。
Also Pastor Tom too. Okay, the two people here.
但是我跟你们讲哈，你们大部分人都应该举手。
But I say that most of you should raise your hand.
因为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们的工作
，because our work
就是全职侍奉
，is full time ministry
啊。昆明他们是全职侍奉，但是我们是工作，我们工作也是为神。
Pastor Tom is a full time ministry. Our work is also for the sake of the Lord.
所以呢，没有工作，我当然就没有心情去讲了，对吧
？So without a job, then I did not feel like sharing.
没有工作肯定是不能荣耀神。
Without job, definitely I could not glorify God.
没有工作怎么办呢
？So what I do without job?
再找吧。
Looking for another job.
我都五十多岁了。
Well, yeah, I'm in my fifties.
我是计算机编程的。
So in my profession.
有人会要我吗
？Would I still find a job in my field?
发简历啊。
Or maybe just send out resumes.
满美国找。
Or I stand with me throughout the United States.
同时向神祷告。
And also pray to God.
求神帮助。
Ask God to help me.
我向神说。
I told God.
神啊，你到底要我怎么样
？God, what do you want me to do?
难道真要我离开哥伦比亚吗
？Do you want me to leave Colombia?
在去年，我看是有两个互相矛盾的神的带领。
Last year, I saw two conflicting guidance from God.
一个是去年下半年
，One was from latter part of last year。
我和先春，我的太太哈。
先春呢 ，my wife and we together。
And 还有那个李建一弟兄和杨家姐妹。
And also 杨家 and 李建一 brother。
我们参加了郭老师办的门徒训练。
We participated in the discipleship training from Dr. Kwok。
我想神是不是要把我训练好了呢？要我去新的地方开展工作？
Does God want me to have good training and then go to a new place to work?
因为按照我上次找工作的套路，很可能不会在哥伦比亚。
Because based on my past experience, it's not likely that I would stay in Colombia for another job.
因为我到这里来之前，我是在这个路易斯安那。
Because I was in Louisiana before I came to Colombia.
因为是神的带领，我才到了这里。
God led me here in this place.
那第二个呢，就是我们的 KC 团契。
The second one is our KC fellowship.
如果我离开这个团契，就难以继续了。
Well, if I leave, then maybe the fellowship would not go on.
因为只有一年左右的时间，太年轻，力量太弱了。
The KC fellowship is so green, so young, only 1 year in its history. It's too weak.
这时候呢，就是这个我就林斌我就想到那个看到这个哥林多后书第四章
，and I see Second Corinthians chapter 4。
是，但我们既有信心
，we have faith。
正如经上记着
，just like the scripture says，
我因信，所以如此说话。
Because of faith, that's why I can say this。
我们也信，所以也说话。
We also believe, that's why we speak.
啊，自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的。
We know that the one who called Jesus to rise from the dead.
也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活。
He will also going to call us to rise from the dead with the Lord Jesus Christ.
并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。
So that together we can stand before him.
啊。凡事都是为了你们。
All things are for your sake.
好叫恩惠因人多越发加增。
So that grace shall increase because of people.
感谢格外显多。
Then thanksgiving also be increased.
以致荣耀归于神。
So that glory be to God.
那我深信呢 ，KC 团契是在主耶稣这棵葡萄树上的一个枝子。
I believe that the KC Fellowship is a branch of the vine of the Lord Jesus.
我们只有靠着主才能不致枯干。
We have to rely on God so that we do not wither.
哎，我们团契呢就专门为我的工作祷告。
So the fellowship pray for my job.
啊，皮特弟兄夫妇呢也来到我们团契帮我祷告。
And Brother Peter, husband, wife, they came to the fellowship and pray for me.
真的是非常感谢大家的祷告。
I give thanks to our brothers and sisters for praying for me.
我们的神是听祷告的神。
Our God is a God who answers prayers.
他给我们关了一扇门。
He will provide for us.
啊，一定会开另一扇门。
And he's going to open up a door for us.
是吧？今天大家看到我在这里哈，也就知道我们祷告的结果了吧
？You see that I'm here this evening. You know the result of our prayers.
啊。所以我们的 KC 团契呢，也是在主的祝福中红红火火。
So our KC fellowship is still prosperous by the grace of God.
每周我们都坚持聚会。
We insist and continue to meet every week.
真的，我们团契虽然小
，even though it is a small fellowship，
只有七八个人
，only 7 or 8 people。
但我们的团契呢，有圣灵与我们同在
，the Holy Spirit is with us，
有神的爱在
，the love of God is with us。
希望呢，住在 KC 的和离 KC 不远的弟兄姐妹到我们的团契来。
I hope that those who live in KC or those who are close to KC can come and join our fellowship.
那我们在主里相互扶持。
Then we can support each other in the Lord.
共同成长。
That we grow together.
我们的神是信实的神。
Our God is a faithful God.
是听祷告的神。
He is a God who answers prayers.
荣耀归于神。
And glory be to God. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我是 Peter， 我和我太太 Grace， 我们于2013年3月23日在麻省罗尔华人圣经教会归主受洗。
Myself and my wife Grace was on March 23rd in 2014. We were in Massachusetts, Lowell, Chinese Bible Church. We baptized to the Lord.
今天感谢主和也感谢教会，让我们在这里能够分享。
I want to give thanks to the Lord and give thanks to the church that I can share tonight.
和很多经历过学生团契生活的朋友一样，我的接触神和圣经是在教会蹭饭开始的。
And that's like many brothers and sisters who have gone through Bible fellowship. I want to get a free meal, so I went to student fellowship.
每次吃完饭以后就不好意思走。
Well, after dinner, it doesn't feel very good to leave right away.
所以呢，就装模作样的在那儿学一下圣经。
So I hang around and just pretend to learn from the Bible.
在这个过程中，我发现周围的基督徒他们是一群特别的人。
In this process, I discovered that the Christians around me they are a group of special people.
他们喜乐，他们真诚、善良、乐于助人。
They are joyful, they are enthusiastic, and they are sincere. They want to help people.
所以我就学习来做像他们一样的人。
I like to learn to be like them.
我发现很困难。
But I discovered it was difficult.
面对学习和生活上的种种的压力，但喜乐的一点我就做不到。
As confronted with the difficulties and stress in life, just being joyful is I cannot become joyful.
经常是一件事情你还没有完全解决，另一件事情又来了。
Before I can finish taking care of a task, another
thing, another issue happened.
所以当时每天感觉到很疲惫。
So at the end of each day, I was very tired.
但是感觉一切还可以，在掌控中。
But I still feel that well, things are still under control.
有人说神人的尽头是神的开头。
Some people say that at the end of man is the beginning of God.
我和我太太的信主的转折点是在2013年。
The turning point of me and my wife, we believe in the Lord, was in 2013.
这时候我太太介绍她一个远在澳大利亚的朋友来美国和我实验室的一个师兄结婚。
And through my wife's introduction and her friend get married with someone who comes from Australia to get married with an upperclassman in the lab.
在此以后我们全家的生活就 under control.
But since then, our life is under our control.
这对夫妇几乎每周都吵架。
This couple, they got into fighting quarrels almost every week.
然后每周吵架的时候，因为我太太是他唯一的朋友在这儿。
When they got into a fight with each other, because my wife was their only friend they know.
我们都要去调解。
So we have to go there and help them out.
而且他们每次吵架在天气特别恶劣有风或者雪的时候这时候是最吵得最凶的时候
When they got into the worst fight it was usually at the worst time when it was snowing and stormy outside
有一次我们去他家调解完已经大约一点半了
One time after I finished helping them out it was about 1:30 a.m.
这我的女儿五岁
My daughter was 5 years old.
当时下的在麻州下的很大的雪。
There was a slow storm going on in Massachusetts.
我们就跟着那个清雪的车，慢慢的往前挪着回家。
We slowly crawl along, following the snow removing vehicle.
这个原本20分钟的车程，我们开了2个多小时。
The journey that should have taken 20 minutes or so, it took more than 2 hours.
这样的事情发生了很多。
This happened many, many times.
我们发现我们不能帮助他们解决困境。
We discovered that we could not help them to take care of their problems.
我们把自己也等于逼到了一个有点绝路的意味。
When we end up, we also got dragged down by them, which seems to be hopeless.
我太太是很开朗的一个人，但是我发现她笑得少了，甚至有点轻微的这个。抑郁了。
My wife used to be a very positive, outgoing person, but then her smile becomes less and less often, and she even got a bit depressed.
有一次我们学习圣经，讲到神的大能。
One time we studied the Bible, talk about the power of God.
有人问你自己是否曾感到过无助
？Someone asked, "Have you ever experienced that you feel like you are powerless?"
我们当时真是感觉到真的很无助。
We felt like we were helpless at that time.
所以我们就开始为自己，也为我们这个朋友来祷告。
So we started to pray for ourselves and also pray for our friends.
感谢神垂听我们的祷告，让我们能够感觉到从神而来的这份喜乐。
We give thanks to God that God answered our prayers and He gave us joy.
在这期间，教会的牧师、师母还有弟兄姐妹也给我们很大的帮助。
In the process, the pastor's wife and brothers in the church gave us a lot of help.
更重要的是呢，我们认识到这个信实的神。
The more important thing is that we get to know this faithful God.
也让我们认识了自己，认清了自己的罪。
We also know about ourselves and know our sinfulness.
所以我们决定把自己交付在神的手里，让神引导我们。感动我们，带领我们。
So we decided to give up and submit ourselves to the Lord and let Him lead and guide us.
哥林多前书2:9，神为爱他人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心未曾想到的。
First Corinthians chapter 2:9 it said, God has prepared for those who love Him. This what they prepare is the eyes have not heard, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and it is someone you have not thought about.
2 years ago, 神带领我们来到南卡哥伦比亚。
2 years ago, God brought us to South Carolina.
我们在这里神感谢神给我们预备了门徒训练的课程。
We give thanks to God, God prepared for us discipleship training course.
预备了很好的学生团契。
God prepared for us a very good student fellowship.
还有我们这个教会。
And also this church.
同时呢，神也给了我们家第二个孩子。
God also granted us a second child.
最后，我想和大家分享《哥林多后书》十九章九节。
Lastly, I'd like to share with you 2 Corinthians chapter 19, verse 9.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人软弱上显得完全。
He told me, my grace is sufficient for you because my power is made known and made perfect in weakness.
Amen.
Amen.
我们接下来一首诗歌是《你是我藏身处》。
深处，你必以得救的乐歌，思念环绕我。每当我心惧怕时，我要依靠你，我要依靠你。让软弱者说，我已得刚强在主里，你是我藏身处，你必以得救的乐歌四面环绕我。每当我心惧怕时，我要依靠你，我要依靠你，让软弱者说，我已得刚强在主里。
上个感恩节的时候，当华弟兄在上面分享的时候，我对我自己说，下一个感恩节我一定要来分享。因为我要分享这个主是多么好的一个主。那这次因为太忙碌就忘记了感恩节又到了，也没有向昆明弟兄报名说我要分享。那正好今天带师的小峰弟兄他说有一段的时间可以给你。我先分享一首诗，诗篇20:7说，有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到耶和华我们神的名。这句是大卫的诗，他所提到的车并不是我们现在开的轿车，提到的马也不是我们现在要骑。他当时打仗，所以是他是有人靠战车，有人靠战马，但是他说我们要提到耶和华的名。其实这样的经历大卫在撒母耳记上17:45有讲过。当他打仗的时候，大卫对非利士人，那个时候他还是个小孩，他说，你来攻击我是靠着枪和铜器，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂但领以色列军队的神。在这两个经文中有一个字提的特别，就是靠。很悲哀的是，我39岁的时候我才发现我是一个很有依赖性的人。在39年以前，我都觉得我是一个非常独立的人。当我发现我是有依赖性的那天，我没有哭，我觉得很高兴。因为其实我一直都在靠， 我以前靠我爸，然后靠我妈，结婚以后靠我老公。那我的妈妈在我来美国那一年去世了，所以我没有办法靠她。那我爸爸现在他远在中国，所以当我在美国的时候需要的时候，他也没有办法帮助我。那我的先生，我就觉得我找到他，我可以靠他了。但是你们有没有听过，有的时候近在咫尺，远在天涯，我来自金星，他来自火星。所以有的时候他真的也没有办法成为我这个来自火星的人的金星的依靠。那所以当我39岁的时候，我发现说我是一个很会依赖的人，但是我以前都依赖错了。我这个世界上的人和世界上的事都不是我的依靠，只有神是我的依靠。所以当我发现的时候，我就是神，是我是神的 dependent， 我是神的那个要依靠他的那个时候，我非常的高兴。就像大卫刚刚在刚刚的两句经文中所说的，他从做牧羊人的时候，他就发现他要依靠耶和华。所以我从那天开始说，我就是依靠耶和华。其实今天不光是我，每一个人都是神的创造。其实每一个人，你只有依靠耶和华的时候，你才能找到那个喜乐。所以当我那天发现我是一个很软弱的时候，神是我依靠的时候，我开始变成一个喜乐的人。盼望，我不知道你们的生命中会不会有的时候你也觉得很沮丧，很孤单，甚至 depression。 大卫写这首诗的时候，我相信他一定是 depression。 你是我藏身处，我是说这首诗歌。但是当他依靠主的时候，他就变得刚强。所以我今天早上读的一段圣经，我最后跟大家分享，就是马太福音4章1节。马太福音4章1节，他讲到耶稣受试探。他说当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。其实我们每天都在受魔鬼的试探，但是有一个好消息是，神他是得胜者，所以不是魔鬼。所以每天受试探的时候，我们就要告诉我们自己说，我们依靠的耶和华他是得胜者。谢谢。
那我们一起来。
你是我藏身处，你必以得救的乐歌四面环绕我。每当我心惧怕时，我要依靠你，我要依靠你，让软弱者说我已得刚强，在主里。你是我藏身处，你必以得救的乐歌四面环绕我。每当我心惧怕时，我要依靠你。
大家好，我叫潘燕。
My name is 潘燕。
大家看到我 大家看到我拿着视频在上来，不要害怕，不要以为我会在这站着讲上一个小时，然后让大家都没法回去睡觉。
Don't be afraid, I'm not going to talk for 1 hour.
今天晚上呢，好吃的太多了，我就一不小心吃多了，所以
The food was too good, so I ate too much.
那我刚才介绍了，我叫潘燕，然后有的朋友呢会叫我 Penny。
As I just introduced, my name is Pan Yan. I go by Penny.
其实叫什么名字都不重要，重要的是你的名字有没有被写在神的生命册里。
It's not that important what your name is, but it's important whether or not your name will be recorded in the life of book.
这即将过去的2016年对于我和我老公来说以及我们这个家庭来说是非常重要的一年。
The passing by year, the year of 2016 has been a very important year for me and my husband.
记得之前我跟我老公开玩笑，我说要不我们今年再结一次婚吧。
I joked to my husband, so why not we just give ourselves another marriage, another wedding.
因为这样子我们就在一年之内把人生的所有大事都办完了。
If we do that, then within the year, we have done all the important things in our life.
因为这一年，就在这短短的一年里，我们生了娃，买了房子，买了车，老公还找到了工作。
Because in the short, as short as 1 year, we have give birth to one child, and my husband got a job, and we bought a house, and we bought a car.
可不是就差结婚了。
So the only thing we're missing is a wedding.
对所有这一切我们都满怀感恩。
So for all this, we have been very thankful.
但是我们最感恩的还是我们这个家庭里面的两个新生命的诞生。
But the most thankful thing in our family is 2 new births in our family this year.
那大家不要猜错了，我没有生双胞胎。
Don't guess wrong, I didn't have a twin.
我们只是生了一个女儿，但是为了要迎接这个女儿我们邀请了老公的妈妈过来。
Biologically birth, we only had one daughter this year, but because of her, we invited the grandma.
在美国短暂居住、短暂停留四个多月，临行前，我的婆婆接受了主耶稣作为个人救主。
In the short while, my mother-in-law received Christ.Before she departed back for China.
这不是另外一个新生命吗？
This is what I'm talking about for the second birth in our family.
站在这里跟大家数一数，神在这即将过去的这一年里给我们这个小家庭的恩典，并不完全是我今天的目的。
Though it is not my whole purpose to just count the blessings in my family today.
当我在思考如何做这个分享的时候。我认真地跟神祷告，我说：“神啊，你想让我说什么？”
When I was thinking how to share for this event, I prayed to God very sincerely, asking Him what you want me to say.
神说：“你现在在干什么？”
God had a mind for me. God had a voice for me. What are you doing now?
祷告啊，我恍然。
A prayer.
作为一个基督徒，还有什么比祷告更重要的呢？
So what is more important than prayer?
还有什么比见证神对我们祷告的应允更能增加我们的信心呢？
What is more consolidating our faith than God answering our prayers?
我之前说过，今年我最感恩的是我们家里两个新生命的诞生，也正是祷告成就了他们的诞生。
I just said that we had two birth in our family, and that's what I give thanks the most. But that's also a testimony of God answering our prayers.
首先是我们家的小女儿，她的中文名字取自那首最著名的《Amazing Grace》，叫奇恩。
First of all, is our daughter. Her name is after the Amazing Grace. Her name is 奇恩 Amazing Grace.
因为是神赐给了我们这个女儿。
Because God gave us this daughter.
她上面还有两个哥哥，在很长一段时间里，我们很想生个女儿，都不敢再尝试。
She has two older brothers, and for quite a long while, we have been desiring for a daughter, but we haven't been bold enough to try.
因为老公家里面生男孩子的基因太强大了。
Because my husband has a strong gene of bearing boys.
在准备怀孕之前，我们请学生团契的很多兄弟姐妹和其他的朋友为我们祷告。
During the pregnancy, we asked many brothers and sisters, the student fellowship, to pray for us.
我相信神也在几个生活细节上给了我们启示，至少有两个。
God gave us some kind of confirmation.
但是呢，这里我就不一一细说了，因为我想多留点时间来说一说我婆婆。
I'm not going into that details, but because I want to have some time to talk about my mother-in-law.
因为她的心声来着更不易。
Because the birth of her new life is even more precious.
婆婆虽然是第二次来美了，但是还是很不习惯。
This was her second visit to U.S.
当了一辈子小学老师的婆婆对两个孙子也是常常管教。
As a elementary school teacher, she likes to teach and discipline two grandsons.
生活习惯上的差异加上孙子们对奶奶的反感让她很难受。
The differences between the grandma and grandsons and also the disobedience of the grandsons made her very upset.
当初邀请她过来的初衷除了希望能够多双手可以帮忙以外还希望她能够认识我们的主。
The purpose that we invited her was of course to help us, but also we would like her to receive the Lord.
一开始看到那样的情况我跟我老公都很灰心。
So when we see the conflict between the grandma and grandsons, we were disappointed.
觉得他能够不提前回去已经很不错了。
So we are thinking to have her leave earlier for China.
但是灰心归灰心，我们开始为婆婆祷告。
But during that disappointment, we decided to pray for her.
因为毕竟是神说了算，而且呢，我们要做的，我觉得，因为一切都掌握在神的手里，而我们要做的就是把一切都摆上。
Because we know that God is in control and God is the one who makes the decision and who makes things happen.
为婆婆祷告的很细节。
So when we pray in great details.
她喜欢读圣经里面的故事，然后我们就祷告说求神通过故事来让她知道，让她认识到真理。
She likes to read the stories in the Bible. So one of our prayers has been to God using the stories in the Bible to teach her the truth.
也求神能通过故事能够让她把这个真理运用到自己的生活中。
And through those stories, make her use the truth and apply it to her life.
他跟两个孙子相处的不太愉快，我们就分别为他们祷告。
Because of the unpleasant between the grandma and grandsons, so we prayed for her and also for our sons respectively.
婆婆在这很孤单，我们又找到 Shirley 带她去团契。
Mother-in-law feels alone. So we asked Shirley, Sister Shirley, to accompany her and bring her to the student fellowship.
经过很长时间的祷告，我们很欣喜地发现婆婆真的有所改变。
After a long time of prayer, we presently found that there's change in my mother-in-law.
例如有一次，她居然主动跟孙子道歉说，奶奶做的不对，奶奶跟你们道歉，请求你们的原谅。
Because we saw that one time, she took the initiative to apologize to grandson, and she said, "This is my fault. I ask for forgiveness from you."
我跟我老公都傻眼了，觉得这根本都不像她。
We were shocked because we know she wasn't like that.
同时，我们也意识到神真的垂听了我们的祷告，并开始在改变我婆婆的生命。
At that time, we really realized that God.Has answered our prayer and he is changing the life of my mother-in-law.
除了为婆婆祷告，我也时常为自己祷告。
Besides praying for my mother-in-law, I also pray for myself.
大家都知道哈，婆媳相处不是太容易。
You know, it's been very hard, traditionally, historically, between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
我老公上班早出晚归，留下我跟婆婆朝夕相对。
My husband goes to work very early and come home very late, so he leaves my mother-in-law and me face to face every day.
我知道跟亲人传福音，身传是最重要的。
And I know that relationally speaking is more important when you share the gospel with your relatives.
可是我对我自己对婆婆的很多习惯都看不惯，虽然没到反感的程度，但是也就想着，哎呀，混过四个月算了。
But I myself sometimes feel upset about my mother-in-law. So sometimes I'm thinking, yeah, just endure for another 4 months and then that's it.
这样的情况怎么能让婆婆从我身上看到耶稣呢？
But if I do this, how can I demonstrate God's love and the love of Jesus to my mother-in-law?
我知道我自己脾气也不是太好，靠我自己是肯定不行的。
I know that I don't have a very good attitude, temperament. So if I rely on myself, then it's not going to work.
只能求神能够给我足够的耐心，让我能够更加平和。
So I ask God for more patience in my life.
每当我要发牢骚的时候，我心里总是有一个声音会告诉我说。
So whenever I want to complain, there's a voice calling to me.
你们俩的矛盾不过是因为生活中没有对错的琐事。
Your conflict is not a big deal.
你现在是一个基督徒，你要像一个基督徒。
You are a Christian, so you should act like a Christian.
就这样，表面上我们处得挺好的。
So on surface, we are okay with each other.
实际上我在心里还是很排斥婆婆。
But in my heart, I have some difficulty with my mother-in-law.
但是渐渐的，我的心里有了另外一个声音说，你要爱你的婆婆。
But gradually, I kept hearing a voice that you should love your mother-in-law.
是要真正的爱你的婆婆，而不是只是维持一个表面的和平共处。
Love her genuinely, not just on surface.
我知道这是神给我的任务，要我去爱一个我觉得并不可爱的人。
I know this is the responsibility that God has given to me, for me to love a person that is not so lovely.
这样子，我每天的祷告从要求更多的耐心变成了要求更多的爱。
So my prayer has changed, from asking for patience to asking for love.
因为去爱一个我自己觉得不可爱的人真的很不容易，所以我的祷告次数也慢慢的加增。
Because I know it's going to be hard, so the more I pray.
有时候我一天要祷告很多次，散步的时候，做饭的时候，每当我觉得一旦我觉得软弱，我就立刻祷告。
Sometimes I have to pray so many times each day, when I take a walk or I cook. Every time I feel weak, I have to pray.
神并没有把我婆婆变得更可爱，让我来爱她。
God didn't change my mother-in-law to be more lovely.
而是改变了我对婆婆的看法，让我更能容易接受她。
But he changed me and make me more accepting.
这样子四个月过去比我想象中快多了。
So the four months that has been passing has seemed a little shorter than I thought.
婆婆在临行前在郭老师和 Shirley 的带领下觉知信主。
Just before her departure, Dr. Kwok and Shirley led my mother-in-law to Christ.
我知道这是我们祷告的结果，是神借着祷告的作为。
I know this is the answer of God for our prayers.
除了郭老师和 Shirley 在这里，我也特别感谢昆明传道和两个徐老师。
Besides them, I also would like to give thanks to Kunming and two other professors Xu.
因为我知道我婆婆从你们身上看到了主耶稣。
Because I know that the mother-in-law has seen the love of God through you.
如果你今天只是坐在这里听我讲我的故事，
You are just sitting here today, hearing my story.
就像你以前无数次的坐在会众中听着别人的见证。
It's just like so many times we are sitting in the audience and listening to others' story.
然后回到家里还是以各种理由拒绝来到神的面前向神祷告。
And when you go home, you have all the excuses not to pray to God.
那你就永远也享受不到那种见证到神对你的祷告的应允的喜悦。
Then you will never experience the joy and the assurance of God answering your prayer.
也错失了一次一次加固你信心的机会。
And you're going to miss again and again the chances of God consolidating your faith.
最后想说的是。
And the last.
如果你每天只可以做为你的属灵生活做一件事
，If you only want to choose one thing to do about your spiritual life，
那就是
，And that one thing is，
你们说
，What are you going to say？
Pray, 祷告，
祷告 ，Prayer，
随时随地
，And no matter what time, no matter where，
祷告
，Pray，
谢谢
，Thank you。
Hello, everyone.
大家好。
So when Pastor Kunming and Pastor Tom asked me to do this, I was like, I don't really want to talk.
当昆明牧师和 Tom 牧师邀请我来这里做见证的时候，我就想，哦，我真的不想来。
But I think over the past few weeks, God's really been pushing me towards just, you know, speaking about Thanksgiving and.
但在过去这几个礼拜，我感觉神一直在推我，让我来讲。
And I think as I was just trying to think about what I would say，
当我在想怎么讲的时候
，I was at first I was like I don't think I have anything to say that anybody else doesn't。
我最开始在想，我想说的那一切，其他人都帮我说过了。
But I guess I kind of wanted to go last too, just so I could offer a challenge to people.
所以我后来就想，哦，我就是想一想有一些挑战可以给大家的。
So as we kind of enter this time of Thanksgiving in the next week.
下个礼拜感恩节就快到了。
Over my semester in school, I've been kind of learning a lot of things about I guess just life in general.
在过去这个学期，我在学校里面学到了很多东西，就是说我们的属灵的生活。
And one of the first lessons that I learned in class was, what do I think about when I wake up?
When I wake up.
其中
一个功课我在学校学习的就是说，我就要想一想，每天当我醒来的时候，我想做什么。
And so.I guess I never really thought about that before. I kind of just do it and then brush my teeth.
我想我以前可能从来都没思考过这个问题，每天早上起来干什么，就是刷牙。
But as the week continued, every Wednesday morning I would just think about that question. What am I going to do next?
但是时间越来越长久的时候，我就越来越开始思考这个问题，我究竟生命当中要做什么。
So our professorkind of offered us a similar challenge.
所以我的教授就给了我们同样这样一个挑战。
He kind of gave us an example of how he likes to start his days.
他就给我们一个例子，就是说你早上起来这一天应该怎么样去开始。
And his example was that he would thank God for allowing him to wake up.
他的例子呢是这样的，他早上起来，他第一件事情就感谢神，感谢神什么呢？就是感谢神让今天起床。能够醒过来。
So, I think over the past semester, even going beyond the mornings.
所以在过去的这个学期呢，我在这方面思考，有时候就是不只是在想早晨的事情。
I was thinking about what I had to be thankful for.
我在想我究竟有哪些事情可以感恩的，感谢神。
And I think as I thought about my life, Several things really popped into my head.
当我思考我自己人生的时候，其实有很多事情就蹦进我脑海了。
One was definitely family.
一个当然很绝对就是我的家庭，我为我的家庭感恩。
And another one was grace.
另外一个就是恩典。
So both of these together, I think, really make up a lot of what I'm thankful for in my life.
这两件事情放在一起，就是给我有很多感恩的这样一个态度。
Within my family, within school, I really do receive a lot of grace from them.
从我的家庭当中，在我的学校里面，我真的是得了很多的恩惠。
And I think the more I think about it, the more thankful I really am for my family and for that grace that I'm given.
我想的越多，我就越来越容易为我的家庭和我所领受到的恩惠来感谢。
And so, I guess just to make this really quick, I wanted to challenge you guys. What do you have to be thankful for in your lives?
我想就是说长话短说，我想就对我们大家都是一个挑战。我们究竟有什么样的事情值得在神的面前来感恩？
What do you wake up and thank God for?
今天早上起床，你醒来的时候，你想一想有什么样的事情可以值得感恩？
And I think as we all continue to do this, more things will come to our heads.
当我们越来越操练去思考数算这些恩典的时候，我想我们越来越知道怎么样去感恩。
And the more that comes up with us, I think the more thankful we are towards God and towards each other.
越来越多思考的时候，我们会越来越对神感恩，也对我们周边的人来感恩。
And so, I think I'm just going to continue to pray for all of us here that we would be thankful and loving towards one another.
所以我想，我为我们的教会，我们为这些人越来越感恩，为这个事情来祷告。
Yeah,
这就是我想给大家分享的。谢谢各位的分享以及这个一些我们带领大家一起的唱的诗歌，以及大家一起来唱的诗歌，都是对神的一个感恩，也是一个很好的见证。我想今天我们的节目就到此为止希望大家明天呢可以继续来到神的殿当中，跟我们一起来敬拜神。我们的英文的崇拜是10点钟在那个会堂，然后这个中文的崇拜是11点15分是在这个地方。所以现在呢，就是我最后为大家做一个结束的祷告，然后我们就平安的散会。亲爱的主，我们谢谢你因为你给我们供应，给我们保护，给我们带领更重要的是你的儿子耶稣基督替我们的罪而死。我们谢谢你，我们在感恩的季节当中，我们在感恩的每一天当中，每一天我们醒来的时候帮助我们来操练学习感恩的功课让我们可以常常的喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。好，谢谢大家，大家平安的散会。